Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivraja Pacharya Asnataro Shri Srimadis Divine Grishila Abhai Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki ISKCON Founder BBT Founder Srila Prabhupada Ki Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Antaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Srila Vyasadev Ki Guru Parampara Ki Bhaktivedanta Purports Ki Shri Kartik Mas Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Tathai Go Premanande Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga Go Premanande Hari Hari Bol. We have gathered in the most auspicious place, beginning with the most auspicious time, the overlap of the Purnima for the beginning of Kartik, which begins today in some parts of the world and overlaps for tomorrow in Sri Vrindavan Dham, something like that. So we're going to read from Srimad Bhagavatam. You can repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Steps 19, right? Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 24, entitled Worshipping Govardhan Hill. And today we are on text number 19. Ajivya ekataram bhavam ya tu anyam upajivati na tasmat Vindate Shemam Jara Nari Asati Yata. Ajivyai Kataram Bhavam. Yas Twanyam Upajivati Natasmat Vindate Shemam Jaran Narya Satiyata.
Jaran Narya Satiyata.
Ajivya, sustaining his life. Ekataram, one. Bhavam, entity. Ya, who. Two, but. Anyam, another. Upajivati, resorts to. Na, not. Tasmat, from that one. Vindate, gains. Shemam, real benefit. Jarat, from a paramour. Nari, a woman. Asati, who is unchaste. Yata, as. And the translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace is Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. If one thing is actually sustaining our life, but we take shelter of something else, how can we achieve any real benefit? We would be like an unfaithful woman who can never achieve any actual benefit by consorting with the paramour. And in the purport, the word shemam means actual prosperity, not merely the accumulation of money. Here, Lord Krishna boldly argues just as a woman can never achieve actual dignity or enlightenment from an illicit lover, the residents of Vrindavan will never be happy by neglecting the real source of their prosperity and worshipping Indra instead. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, the audacity that child Krishna displayed before his father and other elders should be understood as an exhibition of transcendental anger aroused when he saw his eternal devotees worshipping an insignificant demigod. Omagyana timirandasya agyananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakti Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture on Bhagavad Gita from the 7th chapter in the text number 1, way back in September 1968 in San Francisco. And devotees were not really familiar so much, but something was there about worshipping Govardhan Hill. So many devotees come from Christian backgrounds. So one particular devotee asked Srila Prabhupada a question that Srila Prabhupada, if you say that Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, now surely that's a miracle. Of course, in other places, Srila Prabhupada used to say that's nothing, because Anantashesh, you know, he sustains all the universes with so many hills, and he's just an expansion of an expansion of Krishna. So this devotee, he compared Jesus Christ to this. And he said, but when Jesus Christ did so many things, they say that he performed so many miracles. How is that? This devotee is asking Srila Prabhupada. But you are saying Krishna just lifted Govardhan Hill. But we don't say that's a miracle. So how is that? So Srila Prabhupada gave a very simple answer. And he said the difference is that in Vrindavan they are all pure devotees. Which indicates that a religion, whether it's Hindu, Christian, Muslim or Jew, they may be somewhat mixed devotees. And then the disciple said, I don't understand. And Srila Prabhupada said, oh, they know that this is not a miracle for Krishna. The residents of Vrindavan. Krishna can do anything and everything. And then Srila Prabhupada gave his own example. He said, I'm an old man. And if I lift up a mountain, people will be surprised. Yes, you know, this old man. And then this Swami, you know, he's lifting up a mountain. He must be somebody great. They'll call that a miracle. Like that. So he gave his own example. And then he said that the residents of Vrindavan, their affection sort of overwhelms everything. And Srila Prabhupada said that when others perform miracles, they have to put some effort in it. They have to like prepare the situation, prepare the consciousness of the people, I can perform miracles. But Krishna doesn't need to do that. It was natural for him to lift up. It's a natural thing to lift up a Govardhan Hill. Now, we know the famous verse, Om Purnamada Purnamidam, that Krishna is complete. So therefore, the aspect of incompleteness must be felt by that person who is also complete. Otherwise, how can it be Purnam? Krishna is complete, but he has to feel incomplete. So in this particular group of verses when Srila Prabhupada was speaking on Govardhan Puja, this is way back, practically the first lecture in ISKCON in November 6th of 1966. Prabhupada is speaking on Govardhan Puja. Yeah. Prabhupada said, God is preaching atheism. Everyone's going, you know, we barely joined a few months ago. In August and September, we barely got initiated. You know, and then 2 months later, or 3 months later, Swamiji is saying, God is preaching atheism on Govardhan Puja lecture. And that is karma mimamsa. That is karma mimamsa. So therefore Krishna, he feels incomplete that I'm not an atheist, you know. I'm not an atheist. When will I become an atheist? So the best way is to become an atheist in front of my pure devotees.
Yes, that is atheism.
God is preaching atheism, Prabhupada says. Way back in November 4th, 1966, on the occasion of Govardhan Puja.
So some of the devotees were kind of surprised. How is this? Barely 4 or 5 months, even not even that. You know, in right there in 26 Second Avenue.
So one of the main reasons why this Karma Mimamsa philosophy is happening, which is one of these verses that we're discussing today, is that Prabhupada says in a very simple way that he simply wanted to give darshan to Indra. Not that he's a demigod and he's puffed up and he's proud, we know all that stuff. Yeah. Prabhupada simply said that Krishna simply wanted to show Indra, yes, see now, actually I have come. See, Indra's bewilderment to send the Samvartaka clouds is arranged by Krishna so that Indra can get the darshan of this young boy who bewildered everyone. How can these residents listen to him? Balya, boy, just 7 years of age. 7 years of age. And it's interesting in this verse, the board disappeared. It's interesting in the verse here that that, you know, Krishna is speaking. He's 7 years old. And he's speaking. Unfaithful wife. You know, it's in the verse. Yeah. Unfaithful wife. So Nanda Maharaj, huh? What is this boy? Where's he coming from?
Yeah. He actually uses that word.
You 7 years old. What is this unfaithful wife? So it's quite bewildering. It's actually very bewildering. Then I'll just read very beautifully given by Srila Prabhupada about Krishna. This is on March 14th in the morning walk, 1976 in Mayapur. Srila Prabhupada says, so it is Krishna's business where to show mercy and where not to show. You cannot oblige him that you show mercy everywhere. No. Naham prakasa sarvasya yoga maya samavritaha. Bhagavad Gita 7:25. You cannot oblige Krishna. You do this. This is not Krishna. That is not Krishna. If one is obliged to act to your direction, then he is not Krishna. Therefore, whatever Krishna likes, he'll do. That is karma mimamsa. That if good work gives good result, then why should we care for Krishna? We shall do the good work. That is ordinary people. They think like that. If I do good work, Krishna will be obligated to give me good effect. Why shall I care for Krishna? That is karma mimamsa. Work is final. Do good work, that's all. But we say, even if you do good work, if Krishna does not want it, then it will not produce good result. That is Krishna. So here, Krishna can defeat his own philosophy. He creates karma mimamsa just to give darshan to Indra. Yes. Now, in a very nice way, Srila Prabhupada, again in this Govardhan Puja lecture, way back in November 4th, 1966,
He gives a very beautiful analogy of this karma mimamsa. Srila Prabhupada says that Indra is appointed by the Lord to supply water. And then Srila Prabhupada said, in your New York, there's the water department. It's very beautifully given. Prabhupada is giving karma mimamsa in a Krishna conscious way. But nobody worships the director of the water department. But if you use water and you pay your water bill or your taxes, then that director will supply the water. But you don't have to worship him. So why are you worshipping this Indra? He's the director of the water department. But you don't have to worship him. You can be nice to him, pay your taxes and so forth, and be dutiful. But this worship? No. Very beautiful analogy, Prabhupada, about karma mimamsa there. Yes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we'll say a little bit about our month of Kartik. Srila Prabhupada has explained in many places that the deities of Radha and Krishna are wherever they're installed, that is also Vrindavan. So it's not necessarily here, but wherever you are, in which part of the world, wherever we have the proper deity worship going on, not only Radha Krishna, but Gaur Nitai, Krishna Balaram, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman. He said that is Vrindavan. And Srila Prabhupada said that during this month of Kartik, wherever you are, whatever you do in devotional service, it's magnified 1,000 times. Even if you commit offense, the reaction is magnified 1,000 times. So be very careful. And Srila Prabhupada gave the example of a store that is having a sale in a letter to His Holiness Jayapataka Swami way back in 30th January 1969. And Prabhupada says, because His Holiness Jayapataka Swami asked a question about the month of Kartik, and Prabhupada responded as follows. You have asked about the specialness of the month of Kartik, and the answer is that it is a special inducement for persons who are not in Krishna consciousness to perform some devotional service. For persons who are doing nothing in Krishna consciousness, it is an indirect inducement to take to devotional service in earnest seriousness. Every moment is Kartik. In this connection, there is a good example that sometimes a store gives a special concession to attract new customers, not regular devotees. New customers. But for those who are already customers, there is no need of a special sale. If you are a serious devotee, there's no need for the month of Kartik. There's no need for Janmashtami festival. Prabhupada continues. But for those who are already customers, there is no need of a special sale. They will purchase at any cost if they know the important value of the goods. Similarly, those who are pure devotees do not aspire for any concession. and out of spontaneous love try to engage themselves in devotional service 24 hours a day, 365 days every year without stoppage. So the month of Kartik, or even Janmashtami or Gaur Purnima festivals, is not for devotees. It's for those who are not serious devotees. It's for attracting new people to Krishna consciousness. Why? Because one may take vrats during Kartik, but after Kartik, do you continue with the vrat? It's a nice question to ask. Like during Kartik, you may not watch movies. Kijai. But after Kartik, so what's the value of that vrat? Did it purify you? It's very serious business. So one disciple asked Srila Prabhupada, why do we observe Janmashtami festival? Srila Prabhupada said, this is not for you. It is to have a festival to attract new people to come to chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then Srila Prabhupada said, for you, are you chanting the holy names daily? The disciple said, yes. And Srila Prabhupada says in his own way, and also it's in the purport in Bhagavad Gita. He says, for you, when you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada said, when you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra daily, Radha and Krishna are appearing and dancing on your tongue. That is Janmashtami. So Janmashtami is not for regular serious devotees. I'm speaking like this because, you know, I joined and we always lived in ashrams, always lived in temples, it's easy. But if you're congregationally based, you may not have a sadhana and so forth. Then you come for Kartik and you become recharged and you go back. And you should have a full morning program in your home. That's what it means. Very important, this letter from Srila Prabhupada to His Holiness Jayapataka Swami. Very nice. I'll repeat. Very nice. Directly from Srila Prabhupada. Kartik is a special inducement for persons who are not in Krishna consciousness to perform devotional service. For persons who are doing nothing in Krishna consciousness, it is an indirect inducement to take to devotional service in earnest seriousness. Then every moment is Kartik. And therefore it is like a store that's giving a sale. That which is very valuable, it is as a very token given price. So this month of Kartik is like a transcendental sale. By a little investment of some spiritual practice, one can get great benefit multiplied by 1,000 times. Imagine, chanting 1 round is like chanting 1,000 rounds of japa. Quite amazing. But that's not for regular devotees. That's to induce people to come to take to the process of bhakti. I will end with about what Srila Prabhupada said when they observed the first Kartik in the fall or in the autumn of 1966 in New York City, in 26 Second Avenue. But we'll save that for the end.
We can take some comments and questions for now, because I start on time and I finish a little bit before time. Questions or comments? Yes, there's one hand up there. Okay, the microphone can go to one devotee there. And in the meantime, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please raise your hand again. Can you stand up?
Don't turn it off, okay, when you pass it to the next devotee.
Can you stand up? What's your good name?
I'm Vasant.
Oh, Vasant Panchami is coming. You should bring spring to us. Thank you.
Thanks for the opportunity, Maharaj. Your Bhishma Pitama, he lived in Uttarayana.
Go ahead.
He is Mahajana and we are supposed to follow him. So that means that these timings also have importance even for pure devotees. They value these timings. Pure devotees value these Kartik Mas, Uttarayan, Dakshinayan, because Dakshinayan and Uttarayan, Prabhupada says that these are for yogis and non-devotees, non-devotee transcendentalists.
So you answered your own question.
Even pure devotees, they value these timings because
pure devotees value timings. Yes, yes, yes. Now let me ask you a question. Stand up. I have this habit, you know, if people know me. Can Bhishma leave at any time that he wants?
Yes.
Does that answer your question? That he's a pure devotee and he's not restricted by dark or light? Or night, or day. Please sit down. Thank you very much. Pass the microphone this way to Shuddhi Prabhu, one of Srila Prabhupada's early disciples. Everyone, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yes.
I liked it in the verse. A good point to remember for all of us is how Krishna is saying what a mistake it is that when something is giving us sustenance, like of course Krishna, for us to take shelter in something else which isn't the source of our sustenance.
Wonderful.
Yet it seems that people do that a lot.
Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you for emphasizing that from Srila Prabhupada. Yes, there's a Leela Govind Prabhu is having his hand up. Everyone, well, the microphone goes there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please.
Thank you for the nice class.
His Holiness Bhakti Anugrah Janardhan Swami said, don't switch the microphone off. Just pass it when it's on. Okay? Go ahead.
Okay. So then, how do we understand certain instructions given in the nature of devotion, like this urja vrata, these things? In what context we should take as a practice in sadhakas?
So you answered your own question. It's a sadhaka. It's sadhana bhakti. So the first 19 chapters going to deal with sadhana bhakti by Srila Rupa Goswami. Nice. They ask a question and answer their own question. It's devotional service and practice.
Why they mentioned that we should observe these vratas? You said that they are not for the...
They're not for regular devotees who are serious in their practices. See, for regular devotees, it is natural to attend the morning program.
Please sit.
Thank you,
Lila Govind. For regular devotees, it is natural to have a full morning program. Even if you are a siddha, even if you are a pure devotee, you'll still attend the morning program so that you can set a standard and example for others to follow, including your disciples. See? And it is not external. The morning program, sadhana, is not external. It is internal Krishna consciousness. So there's Raganuga sadhana bhakti and there's Vaidhi sadhana bhakti. So Vidhi means to follow the rules. When those rules become natural, then it is Raganuga, spontaneous. And that's natural for devotees. It's unnatural for devotees not to have a morning program. Therefore, they need the Kartik Vrat. This is according to Srila Prabhupada from his letter. It's okay. Microphone behind you. You can stand up. We get your darshan. You can call me Maharaj. You look very bright today. What's your name? What is your name?
My name is Sanskar.
You can give me good impressions. Tell us.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. My question is that Krishna first uses Karma Mimamsa to refute worshipping Indra. But then he again refutes his own Karma Mimamsa and tells all the Vrijvasis to worship Govardhan. Then why is that?
Why is what?
Why is he is contradicting himself?
Krishna?
First he says that
Krishna contradicts himself? Is Krishna within Dharma or beyond Dharma? Answer the question.
Beyond Dharma.
Sit down. Krishna doesn't have to follow any rules. Krishna can become a confirmed atheist and it is still dharma for us. Because that does not change his position as a coward boy. And then thereafter the Supreme Personality of Godhead. First coward boy, then Supreme Personality of Godhead. Samskar, is that good samskar for you? Thank you very much. There's two hands up here. So we'll take these two and then... Is there any questions from the Vaishnavis, girls, Mataji's side in the back? Okay, pass... Prabhu, 1 minute. Let's pass the microphone to Mataji first because they also like to ask questions. Stand up. Yes, what's your good name? Can you eat the microphone? Eat. Yeah. Now say your name.
Sada Nandini Yogini
Devi Dasi. Nice. What's your question or comment?
As you have told that whenever Radha Krishna deities are installed, it's Vrindavan. But we do not feel the same.
Who's we?
I'm.
Good. Don't dump everyone in your consciousness. You go ahead. I
do not feel the same as I'm here in Vrindavan when I go to my place where even the deities are installed.
So when you go back to where you came from, they are Radha Krishna deities. And you say you do not feel the same way when you come here. Yeah. That is due to two things. One is that it is due to maybe association of devotees in that place when you go back, you know? And secondly, it is due to one's own internal realization. So one has to have some sense of realization, but the realization is dependent on the association of
advanced devotees. Because Krishna's mercy follows the mercy of the devotee. First, the mercy of the devotee. So when you go back, you can try to associate with advanced devotees as best as you can. Is that all right? And if the advanced devotee association is not so easily available, then you may be in an illusion to thinking, I am the most advanced. So that should not be the case. There must be somebody, Prabhupada used to say, even if that person is 2% more advanced than you, take that association. So you'll find that, at least. Thank you very much. Pass the microphone forward to this nice gentleman here, who's joining us, everyone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Please rise. Please rise. Yes. What's your good name?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
What's your good name?
My name is Jaipal.
Jaipal. Fal means fruit. Pal means direction also. Okay. What's your direction? Tell us.
Maharaj, Bhagavad Gita, in the earlier chapter, Lord Krishna says that he does not take anybody's sin for piety. And in the last chapter, he says that if you surrender to me, I will liberate you from all sin. So how should we understand this?
How should you understand what?
That earlier he says that he doesn't take anybody's sin.
Okay, let me ask you a question. You ready?
Yes.
Ready? Yeah. Why do you chant Hare Krishna?
Because it makes us closer to Krishna.
Yes. Don't worry about the sin. That is incidental or by the way. It's a side effect. It's a? Yeah. Don't chant Hare Krishna to become free from your sinful reaction. It's by the way. That will happen. That will happen. See? Then after you're free from your sinful reaction, will you stop chanting Hare Krishna?
No.
Then why do you continue? Wonderful. Chanting Hare Krishna is direct association with Radha and Krishna through the mercy of the disciplic succession. Thank you very much. You can sit. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. There's one final question at the back. One devotee. Now, can you please sit? I know you're very eager. But there's one devotee I had to go back to. Please. Stand up, please. Please stand up. What's your good name again? I saw you before, but, you know, getting old now. Memory is going. Hari Kripa Prabhu. So give us some mercy. Go ahead.
Maharaj, I was giving one example of Anji's lady.
Why are you thinking of that? Krishna can think that, not you. Change your question.
Can you please explain the difference between karma, mansa and bhakti? Karma, mansa and bhakti, can you please explain the difference between both of them?
Can you tell me what's your understanding first? Because I may give an answer that may not be favorable to your consciousness. So you tell me what's favorable in your consciousness of the difference between bhakti and karma mimamsa. Go ahead.
Karma mimamsa means worshipping the demigods?
No. It's only one little part of it.
Karma mimamsa means doing hard work?
So you know more about karma mimamsa. But you're not telling us about bhakti?
Trying to please Krishna?
Yes. Not try. Do not. If you try to please Krishna, there's a problem. Then you may get involved in karma mimamsa. But if you please Krishna, there is no karma mimamsa. Don't try.
Just like the other day, I was attending the class with His Holiness Indradumna Swami Maharaj. I was tempted to ask a question, but he didn't take any questions. Yeah. And His Holiness Indradumna Swami Maharaj was nicely explaining how is that Srila Prabhupada will come to deliver us. But I disagree with that. Because I know Srila Prabhupada has already delivered His Holiness Indradumna Swami, who is delivering others. So we do not try to please Krishna. We must please Krishna through realization. This trying should stop. I will try to come to the morning program. Come to the morning program. That dhritavrata determination has to be there. You cannot compare karma mimamsa to bhakti. You cannot even ask such a question. There's no sense to it. Bhakti is bhakti. Bhakti is independent and free. You cannot compare, or you cannot say this is different from bhakti. It's independent and free. Because bhakti only comes from bhakti. And that bhakti is the possessor of bhakti, is the devotee. So bhakti comes from bhakti. You cannot say what is the difference between karma mimamsa and bhakti. No such thing. One has to be convinced. Thank you very much. Is that okay? I hope I did not chastise you. Please forgive me. Is that okay? You forgive me, yes or no? Please. How can you forgive? You must be a devotee, right, to forgive. Okay. He says it's okay. Thank you. So we shall conclude for this morning. In the very first Kartik that was observed by Srila Prabhupada, I saw your hand up. But we'd like to end in time. You can ask me the question after class. Is that okay? What is your good name? Oh, he's a Trivedi. Give him the microphone quickly. He's a Trivedi. And I will need his blessings. Yes, tell us.
My question is, during Mahamantra chanting, quantity is more important or quality is more important?
You say that during Mahamantra chanting,
quantity is more important or quality is more important?
Quantity is more important or quality is more important? You can say. It's a very important question. It's a fundamental question. As Srila Prabhupada was on a morning walk in two different occasions, one with His Holiness Brahmananda Swami then, and another with His Holiness Lokanath Swami another time. Yeah. So in that morning walk, this question was asked. The less you chant, and I'm paraphrasing, the less the quality. The more you chant, the more the quality. And everyone has experience of it. That if you chant 16 rounds of japa, you will try your best to hear, and it may not be so successful. But as you continue to chant, the hearing becomes more natural. So therefore, quality comes from quantity. And that quantity is eternal. There's no number to it. Always chant the holy names. Not that I'll chant 4 rounds of quality and not 16 rounds of quantity. Bogus nonsense. Prabhupada defeats it. So the more you chant the holy names, especially in japa, the more quality comes. And the more your hearing improves in chanting the holy name. Thank you very much. Is it Trivedi?
He has purified us. Okay? So, in the first Kartik, His Holiness Satsurup Das Goswami, he recalls, which is in the autumn of 1966 at 26 Second Avenue, like that. So every evening, the early disciples used to go to Srila Prabhupada's apartment from the 26 Second Avenue first storefront temple into the back courtyard and up the stairs. See? In some places we call it ground floor and first floor. They say first floor and second floor. Or, yeah. Okay? But it's just up the first set flight of stairs. Yeah. So, Satsurup Das Goswami was wondering, is this like a birthday party? So he was wondering, is it a birthday party? Because they're lighting birthday candles? You know? And then they let the wax drop onto the table after the candle is lit, and then they place the candle there. Like that. And then Satsurup Maharaj asked, that time Satsurup Das, you know, at that time. He says, Swamiji, because he wasn't known as Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, why are we doing this? But he in his consciousness was like somebody's birthday, you know. Why are we doing this? Prabhupada said, in four words. It's like, it's a deep throat in four words. He said, to increase your devotion. That's Kartik. To increase your devotion. Okay, so let's get two hands from the men and two hands from the ladies' side. What would you do to increase your devotion in this month of Kartik, except offering that lamp? Yes, Prabhu, loudly. What would you do? You will distribute Prabhupada's books during Kartik and after Kartik, right? Thank you very much. Your name again? Pavitra. Oh, he is already pure. Okay, one more. Yes, Mataji, stand up. At the back, yes. You have to put your mask down. And put your hands like this and tell us what you'll do. No, no, like this. Serve Krishna's devotees. Yes, and I will add, without discrimination and without prejudice. Serve Krishna's devotees without discrimination and without prejudice. Yes. Wonderful. So we'll end with that. And the best ways to serve Krishna's devotees, Vaishnava serva, without discrimination, without prejudice. You know, maybe because of some karma chemistry, not because of envy or jealousy, but this word, mild word, you know, not liking. There's no reason why you do not like this other devotee. There's no reason. It's like not liking. But don't tell the devotee, I'm doing this because I don't like you. No, without the other devotee knowing, not liking. It's easy to give a gift when you have some affection from some other devotee. But that not liking, you may not give a gift. So give a gift in this month of Kartik to that devotee what you may have a slight dislike for. Without that devotee knowing that you have the slight dislike. And that dislike will leave you. It will leave you instantly. So therefore we can have realization internally to serve devotees without prejudice and without discrimination. Ananta Kuri Vaishnava Vrindaki Srila Prabhupada Ki Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mahaprasade Govinda.